Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Mercy and Love, Psalm 25, verses 6 and 7. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. A young man named Peter was growing up in foster care when he met the love of his life at an event for fellow foster children. The two literally lived on opposite ends of the country, but they remained in contact afterwards, mailing letters back and forth to each other. Eventually, the two decided to get married and share their life together at the tender age of 19. Married life was exciting at first, but soon the daily struggles of communication and the little annoyances of living with another person started to build. The couple started disagreeing on many petty things, which then led to fighting. Eventually, their communication just stopped altogether. Peter's first reaction was to run away. After all, that is the answer modeled for him growing up. Every time his mother's life wasn't going well, she got in the car and ran away with her children. In foster care, if things were not going well, Peter would be moved to a new foster home. Fast forward 20 years. Peter and his wife have matured and have four growing children. They endured their young years as newlyweds, even the times that they thought about giving up and walking away from each other. They learned the secret to forgiving, that Jesus had already forgiven them by living perfectly for them and dying in their place. They realized that the biggest wrongs they had done to each other were small in comparison to how they had disobeyed God, and God still forgives. They carefully watched couples in their church to discover this secret to marriage. Christ's forgiveness unites them. They watched other couples communicate, compromise, work together, and forgive each other. Peter talks about the sins of his youth. He knows he was young and impulsive. He regrets things he said and did not do in his marriage. It is with tears in his eyes that he remembers how he hurt his wife. He knows the words of the psalmist, "Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love." He knows the Lord remembers the love that Jesus showed by dying on the cross for the sins of his youth. Peter knows he is forgiven, and because he is, he can forgive and ask for forgiveness every day in his marriage. Just as children easily forget the wrongs of their classmates a few minutes after an episode, the Lord forgets and never remembers our wrongdoings. Those sins that plague us as we think back to our younger years when we did things we would like to forget, we can be at peace because the Lord has forgotten them. We pray. Dear Lord, please forgive me for the sins of my youth. You know the secrets that still plague me. Give me peace to go forward in peace, knowing that Jesus has caused you to forget all my wrongs. In Jesus' name, amen. Questions to consider. What sins of your youth still come back to cause you guilt? How can you remind yourself of the peace you have in Jesus' forgiveness for you? How can you comfort and encourage your students with this assurance of forgiveness? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.